This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, based on the, you know, on all the messages that we got, people receiving it with open hands, this, you know, HIV injection. It was approved by the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority of South Africa. Yeah, so people are happy about it.
Yes, from what we understand at this point, this is a six-month injection developed by Gilead, can be used by adults and teenagers weighing at least 35 kgs. But we'll hear in detail, you know, some of the questions that we have. We are joined on the line by Dr. Angelique Kutsia from Solidarity Doctors Network. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and I'm fine, and I hope you're all fine as well.
We are fine, and thank you for joining us. Doc, is the medical fraternity excited about this invention?
Yes, look, we are aware of this for quite some time. We've been aware of this, and we are excited. We just hope that it would be available for each and every one, from especially from a public sector side. Currently, I think it's important to understand that it is the lenacapavir is for HIV prevention currently. Okay, it's not for treatment of HIV. That's something different, so we should not get confused at this stage. Can you use a drug for HIV? Yes, you can, but that's not what it is. This is all about. The current launch is as prevention. Mm. And it's also important that it doesn't protect you from any other STDs or sexual transmitted diseases. So you have to also practice safe sex. You have to use condoms. I think that's extremely important to understand. That's part of it. And then we can come back to, you know, as you have already said, how what is the medical facts? And this is also very important to make sure that your listeners understand that the initiation, when you start on this, that on day one, you will get 1.5 milliliters just under the skin, around the abdomen or thigh, and an injection, plus 600 milligrams of an oral dose. And then the second day, you will also get a 600 milligram oral dose. So that's when you start. But for this then to protect you, you have to do a maintenance. And that is the one subcutaneous injection every 6 months. So you cannot have one injection as a starter without any tablets. It's not going to work. You have the injection with the tablets on day one and day two, and then every 6 months you need to go back for your maintenance. Otherwise, it's not going to protect you after 6 months. I hope this makes sense, because it's extremely important to understand this.
Yes, I'm thinking also, I mean, it's important for us to know, because it means if I go to, say, for example, it's made available in a public hospital, then I go there. I know that on my first day, I'm not just expecting an injection and then I'm off. I know that there's this injection, it'll be administered in this kind of a way. And then you speak of the tablets as well. So I think, of course, that's important information to have. You said something about in the beginning when you were talking to us, you said you wish it can be quickly made available in the public sector. At this point, what do we know about its availability? Is it available in the private sector? What do we know?
So it will only be available at high incidence or people with you know, where there's a high need. It's not going to be, as far as we understand it, it might differ going forward, but it will not be for low, you know, if you don't have a high incidence or a high probability of getting infected, you will not be able. I would rather start rolling it out to where there's a high need for this.
What does that mean, Doc? Sorry. What does that mean?
That need would be, let's say I am a sex worker, for argument's sake, and I'm not HIV positive. So please, again, for this rollout, you should not be HIV positive. You must be HIV negative. So they will test you. So let's say I'm a sexual worker or a sex worker, and I am then at high risk. This is on my job. You know, we all know the economics of this country cannot say, you know, your lifestyle cannot. So I'm just saying here that that is a high-risk person. I have a partner who's HIV positive, doesn't want to take the ARVs, so I am high risk. That makes sense to you. So it's your high risk patients that would first be eligible to get these type of drugs in the public sector. Remember, it's not cheap as well. There's a price on that. And also, I need to alert your listeners that the protection is not immediate. So your drug levels becomes protective only after you have completed the loading doses. That's now the injections plus the oral tablets on day one and day two. And then you still need to continue using your condoms and other prevention, especially during that first initiation phase. But again, remember, it's not going to protect you against any other sexual diseases. So it is important. So yes, your HIV positive patients can use it, but that's something different. We're not talking about that. That's not what this initial rollout is for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, Doc, we're gonna leave it here. I believe we'll have more conversations about this, you know, as time goes on. I appreciate your time and you coming through and talking to us. That's Dr. Angelique Kutsia from Solidarity Doctors Network.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.